Are you generous? Hey, this is Ryan Paul standing in for Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. I've been asked if it's possible to be too generous. I don't think it is. Many couples ask one another, how much of our money do we want to give away? However, since everything belongs to God, the better question is, how much of God's money should we spend on ourselves? Once you can confidently answer that question, it's easier to agree on the amount to freely and joyfully give to others. I've heard it said that it's always better to err on the side of generosity. I've been on both the giving and receiving end of that practice. Jesus told us it's better to give than to receive, and my experience proves him right. Giving blesses us in ways we can't fully explain. Oftentimes, we consider the tax benefit of giving and miss the true benefits that God planned for us to experience. According to Proverbs 11:24-25, one person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Giving frees us from materialism, greed, and coveting. It frees us from the control of mammon or earthly wealth. It frees us from the fear and heartache of financial loss. And one thing we can only imagine is the eternal benefit. Giving is a way to recognize and honor the grace and kindness of our Lord, who gave us the greatest gift of all. When we give to others, it's a reflection of what He's done for us. So let's give like the Macedonians, who found it a privilege to participate in giving. And if debt is restricting your ability to give, Crown's budget coaching program can put you on the road to financial freedom. Go to crown.org and click on the Get Help Now tab. You can start today at crown.org.